4 years ago, Yakima elected its first three Latina council members. Now, after this year's election, there could be one or none in the next term, even though Yakima is nearly half Latinx. What happened? Northwest Public Broadcasting's Enrique Perez de la Rosa explains.
Tensions are typically high in the Yakima City Council chambers. That was especially true at a November 5th council meeting, which also happened to be election night.
All right, we're not having a debate.
Well, then make a decision, Mayor.
I made a decision.
That frustrates some residents, but not Luz Gutierrez, who spoke during public comment.
You've never had a diverse council before. No wonder there's disagreements. That doesn't mean it's dysfunctional.
That ethnic diversity is relatively new, but it's not permanent. Candidate Berenice Ponce lost in the primary, and Eliana Macias is leading in her bid against Kenton Gartrell, but it's still too close to call.
Having somebody that is representing the interests of the community they serve really matters.
That's ACLU attorney Breanne Schuster. She says this year's election highlighted how delicate Latinx representation is in the Yakima City Council.
But it also illustrates, you know, that just fixing the election system is not fixing everything.
So, what needs to be fixed? Gilberto Garcia is a political science professor at Central Washington University. He says that even though Latinx people make up the majority in the city's east side, more has to be done to involve them in local government.
So we have the district, you know, but do we have the community already there ready for them to take over, right? And so apparently we don't, because, you know, if three white politicians were able to win those districts, something happened, you know.
For any individual to participate in local politics, they first have to do well economically. But Garcia says a big part of the problem in Yakima and Washington State at large is that there aren't any grassroots Latinx organizations that focus on local issues like education or capital projects.
You need organizations to mobilize the people.
So we would have to find organizations that invest into the communities in political base, in organizing and being able to organize over time.
One organization investing in the community's political base is One America, a national immigrant rights group. In 2015, One America hired Yakima local Mari Lopez to organize Latinx residents. But Lopez says there aren't others like her, dedicated to organizing full-time and year-round, not just during elections.
I would like to see more of that because even if we posted a lot of things on the social media, it's not organizing people, it's like informing people. And what people they need is really to listen to a real person and having a real and honest conversation.
Before the November 19th council meeting, Lopez spent the day gathering signatures at a local Mexican restaurant, encouraging Latinx residents to go to the meeting while they ate tacos and listened.
Porque van a diluir el voto latino de todo ciudadano en la ciudad de Yakima.
The city council was considering a measure to put the creation of an elected mayor system of government before voters in February. Proponents say voters have a right to elect someone to lead the city and be accountable to the entire electorate, a right that has been denied to them since the change to a district system. The ACLU and other civil rights groups say any citywide electoral system would disenfranchise Latinx voters, just like before the voting rights lawsuit the city lost. Lopez sees the proposal to change the form of government as a reaction to the growing Latinx voice in city politics.
Because they're losing their power. And this is not just about white people's powers, but it's also about all people who live, who contribute in Yakima. They need to learn how to share the power.
Later that day, the city council voted to put the controversial proposal on the February ballot, despite public testimony that overwhelmingly urged them not to. Even so, Lopez sees an opportunity to mobilize people around the selected mayor debate. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa in Yakima.